This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Death Vines of Zaclottle.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The clotted cream.
I love these things, Gary.
They're pretty great.
Not necessarily because they are especially, you know, they do a lot of cool stuff. There's one detail that I love, which is apparently these big old plants with moist flowers and vines just are decorated with gorgeous hands.
Yeah. Well, I like that detail. I also like that they discharge a hard, warty seed the size of a human skull.
Yep,
with enough force to propel it into space.
Yeah, it doesn't just achieve orbit, it exits orbit.
It exits orbit. So, like, yes. this is some real, like, you know, Apollo 13, like, you know, like space cum.
We're in a slingshot.
Yeah, if you imagine, like, hitting somebody in the head with a space cum.
Uh-huh.
Like, good God, they would just be like a mist.
Well, I mean,
their brain.
I mean, just the amount of force, especially on something that small. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you shoot a gun straight into the air, it's not going to leave the atmosphere. You know,
yeah.
So like this is many orders of magnitude more force than a bullet is fired with, I believe. So yeah. Or like more analogously, a cannonball. Like imagine firing a cannonball with such force that it leaves the atmosphere, there'd be nothing left. I think that your entire family line would turn into a red
evaporate
mist. Yeah,
yeah, you know, and that's it. You're just checking out a plant.
Yep.
Those beautiful hands. Mm. What do you mean hands? Well, it's kind of another word. And they also they demand sacrifices.
Yes.
I wanted to do a quick role play with you.
Okay.
You are a race that lives on a planet with these vines.
Okay.
And I'm one of the vines.
Okay.
And we're setting up things. I'm kind of so here we go.
Okay.
So if you're gonna live here with us death vines, we're gonna need sacrifices.
Oh, most holy and revered and fearsome carnivorous plant, what do you desire of me?
A number of your race.
Do you demand the most fair? Do you demand the most virginal, the most corpulent?
Just a number. You figure it out.
Should they be young? Be they old? Should we anoint them with oils for thou?
We demand a number of your race periodically.
Oh, so once every once in any of the many full moons that we have in a given cycle.
Some amount of time.
When the crystals atop the spire sing their unholy song as the wind passes through them?
We just need some boys, some amount of time.
So...
Yeah. Well, that was my hard come.
Oh no, my family law! Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.